Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What I want to talk about, guys, I want to talk about the rewarded secret life. Did you know that there's a good secret life you're supposed to have? You know, sometimes you hear about a secret life, you're thinking, did you know that person had a secret life? And they associate that secret life with a bad thing.
Right.
But you know, there's a good secret life to have. Mm-hmm. And it's not supposed to be known by anybody.
Right.
It's a secret. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 tells us all about it. In fact, Jesus encourages us as believers, as Christians, as followers, as ambassadors, as sons and daughters of God and the family of God. God encourages us to do a lot of things, mainly everything out of love. But he encourages us to give to the needy. He encourages us to pray, and he encourages us to fast. These are things that should be part of our life. This is who we are, because this is what the Lord instructs of us to do. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be givers. We're supposed to be people of prayer, of communion, people that talk with God. We have a relationship with him. And we're supposed to be people that fast, that we deny ourselves food for the purposes of just drawing closer to God, to kill our flesh so that we can just, it's a way of offering our lives to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that we can hear him and obey him better. And Jesus is more concerned about the motives of what we do than the righteous acts themselves.
Right.
You know, because sometimes, you know, with a religious bent, we could say, okay, God wants us to do this. Check, 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 check.
All right.
But God said, hey, hold your horses now. Slow your roll. I'm saying, back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not so much what you do, but it's the why of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Just because you're doing the right thing, it doesn't mean that you're right and that it's acceptable to God. I mean, you start offering sacrifices. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You just can't just be doing stuff just to do stuff. It's why are you doing that? Why are you giving? You know, what's the reason? What are the motives behind what you're doing? God's always looking at the motives. He's looking at what's at the core of our heart. What's behind the thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not supposed to question people's motives. That's what God does. He's the one that's looking at our hearts. We're supposed to take people at face value. But God is the only one who can actually question our hearts, right? He's looking. He's looking at the motives. The first thing he tells us in terms of righteous acts and Matthew 6:1, he says, be careful. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by men.
Right.
That's religious. That's having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. That's doing religious acts for the praises of men. It says, be careful. Do not do your acts of righteousness, your good deeds, mm-hmm. before men to be seen by men. Look at me. I'm doing such a nice thing. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm giving alms to the poor. Look at me. It's like, no. We're not doing this for the eyes of men. Jesus tells us we shouldn't do these things for that purpose. And it's significant. It's a significant issue amongst many believers, you know, because we've got to grow in the place of the why, mm-hmm. the motives, the real reason. We're not going after God to check off a box. We're not going after God to say we've done these 10 things off the list. And look, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my son about motives. My youngest son, Isaiah, he came down this morning and saw that he was abiding. And he's on a roll, you know.
Yeah.
God touched him at the One Thing conference, and he's just like, you know, counting the days. This is his sixth day in a row, he told me, or something. He's abiding with God. And
He
checked this out. He abides with God before he eats breakfast. Because he says, Dad, if I eat breakfast, I'll lollygag. So he said, I'll lollygag around and mess around, and then I'll be too late. I got to go to school, and then I'll forget or something.
Yeah. Which one's this?
This is Isaiah. It's my youngest son. So he's abiding, and he's writing in his journal. We're talking about what the Lord showed him. And I just felt led in my heart to talk with him and say, hey, you know that God doesn't love you more because you're abiding. I mean, I know this is so cool. I know you love abiding and, you know, just being touched right now, and it's encouraging you. But it's important for me to speak to him about why he's doing what he's doing. Because if he thinks that he is abiding and that's, well, you know, dad loves abiding. Dad's always talking about abiding. So, you know, this is going to give me points with my dad, or this is going to give you points with God. Mm-hmm. God's going to see that I'm doing more gooder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no. And the analogy I gave him, I said, do you remember when you were in elementary school and when you did good that day, the teacher gave you a star
right. For
every day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would do your behavior right so that you can get a star. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? With God, you already have all the stars.
Right.
Your whole month is already filled up. He already loves you. You're not abiding and you're not spending time with the Lord so that God could say, oh, I love you now because you're spending time. God already loves you. You're spending time with God just because you love him. You're not earning anything or you're not trying to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real important. I mean, it's huge. So we talked about it. He's like, yeah. He was getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could be doing all of this abiding, and many people are doing these things. They're doing seemingly good acts. They're doing the right thing with the wrong heart. And guess what? You're going to get the wrong results. You're going to get into works. That's not going to last. And I want him to have a relationship with God. I just don't want him to read the Bible just because, right?
Right.
God doesn't want that for us.
Yeah,
because dad said so. It was just because God says so. God wants us. This is a loving relationship. This is a get to, not a got to.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. Big difference.
Yeah.
So motives are so important. And Jesus says, you know, if we do this before men, it's the quickest way that we lose out on God's future rewards. I was like, oh, well, you'll get your reward from men. If that's what you want, that you've got your reward. You're not getting a reward in heaven for that, but you got your reward.
Right.
And I don't want men's reward. I don't want the prestige of men. I don't want that. I want God's reward, right?
Right.
In verse 3 he says, however, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret.
Mm-hmm.
In secret, where no one knows about it. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Man, we're talking about the rewarded secret life. That God has rewards for us. And sometimes we don't know, we forget.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to reward us. God, there's a way of there's a why behind what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
God says, hey, take care of the needy, give to the needy. But don't, you know, pat yourself on the chest for what you did. Don't go out and tell others. Don't brag about it. And believe you me, this may not seem like elementary to you, but let me tell you that there's a lot of subtle ways that people do a lot of padding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we got to really check the motive of our hearts. Why would I do that? Why would you do that? Are we looking for the praises of men? Jesus warns us about being a hypocrite. He says those that do that are being hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
And what a hypocrite is, a person who professes beliefs or opinions that he or she does not hold in order to conceal his or her real feelings or motives. And I'll say that again. A person who professes beliefs or opinions that he or she does not hold in order to conceal his or her real feelings or motives. It's like, at the truth of it, are you really giving to God because giving to the needy because you have compassion for them and God, what does God love? And I start judging them, so I'm going to start just blessing a needy person,
right?
Because I want to show the love of God. Or, you know, God said to do this, so, you know, I'm going to get some points with people that esteem that. It's not how I really feel, but, you know, And I don't think that people take enough time to be honest with themselves to really see what is operating on their heart. You know, sometimes you, in your computer, and you turn on your computer, you have a lot of programs that are operating in the background that are not seen to the average eye.
Right.
And so you don't know what's going on. I mean, your computer's functioning, you hit a button and something happened, but you don't know that there's a program unseen to you that you didn't open up, but it's still operating your computer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look, there's places you can look and you can know exactly what's running on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we need to check our hard drive. We need to check what's running in the back of our computer in our heart that causes us to do certain things. You got to look a little bit deeper beyond the surface. And sometimes you got to ask God to shine the light of his word, to shine the light of his truth. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Show me what is at the core of my heart. Am I really doing this with the most purest motives? Because you know what? You are going to get rewarded. But the question is the size of your reward.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, my goodness, at the end of the day, that's going to be sad. You know, it's like, okay, here, come get your five penny. What? But we did the same thing. We both gave to the needy. We both prayed. We both fasted. We all did it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's your five pennies. Here's your, you know, whatever. It was like, but we did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I saw your heart. I saw your hearts were different. Your hearts were different.
Yeah.
Verse 5 talks about when you pray. When you pray. Not if you pray, but when you pray. Right? When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and on street corners to be seen by men. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness. Are you really praying 30 minutes here before we eat? Or is this really, really happening? I have a saying when we pray for food. It's like, this is not the time to catch up with your prayer life right now. Okay, this is not the time. This is done in secret.
Right.
And that's important. You know what I'm saying? We won't do this right now. But it's like, are you really praying forever here?
Right.
It's
exactly.
Like, what's happening? what's going on here?
Right.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men. But instead, verse 6, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We're talking about the rewarded secret life.
Mm.
There are things that God wants you to do just to him. Are you willing to minister to the audience of one? Are you willing to do things that are not seen by anybody but God? Because your motives at the core of your heart, you want to love him.
Right.
You want to honor him. And it's like if most of our prayers are done publicly and not privately, that's a concern.
Yeah.
If the only time we worship God is in public, our greatest worship experience is when we come together collectively.
Mm.
Is that the greatest worship experience? I think God wants us to see him in the secret place. God, there's a blessing. There's a reward when you go after God in secret. And when you close the door and you say, God, it's just me and you.
Mm.
That I don't need a group of people. I just want to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest opportunity that we have, that God the Father allows us to have access to him. Open door policy any single time that we can talk to God. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest underutilized privileges a believer has.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do it in secret so that God can reward you? If he didn't reward you, be beautiful to do. But God rewards you with more of his presence, you know, more revelation. He brings, you have the ability to understand, and it gives you more wisdom and more revelation. It's like, oh God, this is so wonderful. He says, in your presence, there's this fullness of joy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is there is liberty, there's freedom. But you got to go in the secret place. I'll never forget what somebody said, and I kind of adopted this saying, and I just say this often because it encourages me and I believe it encourages others. But, you know, you can have as much God as you want.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't ration himself out. He doesn't say, you can only have a little bit of me.
Right.
You can have as much of God as you want. The question is, how much do you want?
Mm-hmm.
We can have as much as we want, right? So we pray in secret. Verse 16 talks about when you fast. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, as they disfigure their faces. To show men that they are fasting. I tell you, they have received their reward in full. How you doing? Oh, I'm fasting. I'm being spiritual right now. Right. I'm denying my flesh.
Right.
But when you fast, put on oil on your head. Put on some makeup if you're a female. Wash your face. Brush your teeth, please. I mean, that's I'm just adding that in there. Right? Wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who sees what is done in secret so that he can reward you.
Right.
I mean, God wants us to join him again in the rewarded secret life. You know, and whatever the Lord asks us to do, it must be done with pure motives in order to be received by God. I mean, this is just so good. So, you know, we got to be willing. We got to be willing to do the right thing with the right motives. Jesus didn't come to have, he didn't die so that he can have religious hypocrites.
Right.
Jesus died. Jesus died so that he can have followers. So he could have people that would love him. So he have people that would just do what, you know, for God. In fact, Titus 2:14 says Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. He came for a people that would live for him, for a people who would want to live for him, to do the right thing for the right reasons out of the love of God, fully aware that his eyes are upon them. Let me tell you something. When you give, when you pray, when you fast, do it for the eyes of one. Go do it in a secret place so that God can reward you. That is the place that the Lord is looking. Is he in a secret place? Is she in her secret place? Let me tell you, you want to find God? You want to go to another place in God? Join him in the secret place and he'll reward you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.